This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.
Five consecutive verses from chapter 2 of the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, have been dedicated to the topic of Ramadan. What verses are they? I'm going to share them with you. But as you hear the references, there is something very important that you're going to notice by yourself. So you have verse 183, rulings about fasting. Verse 184, rulings about fasting. Verse 185, rulings about fasting. Verse 186, dua. And then verse 187, rulings about fasting. It sticks out, doesn't it? It really does stick out. I mean, the flow of Ramadan-related verses are all of a sudden interrupted with the topic of dua, before then returning to the topic of Ramadan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly wants us to spill our hearts out in requests to Him during this month. This year, however, I would like us to do something a little bit different. Let's learn how to remove the roof from our dua and ask for the unthinkable. Consider the dua of the prophets before us. They went for it without looking back. They would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for things which many of us would just describe as maybe an impossibility. Think about the dua of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he set his ambitions wild. And what did he say in his dua? Rabbi, habli mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di innaka antal wahhab. My Lord, forgive me and grant me a kingdom the like of which will not belong to anyone after me. Indeed, you are the bestower. Allah, you can give me this. And as you just heard, his request wasn't for an average kingdom, but one that would be crammed with quote-unquote impossibilities. His confidence in Allah was enormous. Sulaiman's expectations of Allah was so beautiful. And guess what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not let him down, and he will not let down every person who makes dua in this way. So what happened for Sulaiman? What did Allah give him after this dua? Well, Sulaiman was gifted with prophethood, subhanallah, knowledge, sound judgment, control of the wild animals, the animal world in general, the wind, mankind, jinnkind. He would be given a kingdom that shall never be replicated on planet Earth ever again. Ya Allah, Allahu Akbar. Righteousness, therefore, is not about making humble requests in dua. Raise your hands this Ramadan, and when you do so, raise the ceiling of your ambitions to a brand new height as well. And don't just ask for, say, ease on the Day of Judgment, but beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for entry to paradise without any prior accountability, even if you feel that you don't deserve it. Ask for it. Don't limit your request, say, for example, for paradise, but beg Him for the very highest of its stations, Al-Firdaws Al-A'la, the top. Even if you feel that you don't qualify for it. Don't limit your dua for, say, the guidance of friends, the guidance of relatives. That is good, but also raise the roof by saying, Allah Almighty, turn them into revivalists. Make them reformers, even if you really can't see it happening at present. When making dua for yourself, go all out and beg Allah for torrents of iman to be released upon you. Torrents that will change your circumstances in life, change your social media, change your finances and your business, change your mode of hijab into one that pleases Allah, changes your ambitions forever. This month, every one of us is bowing and prostrating and fasting and reciting, Alhamdulillah. But this Ramadan, we want to exercise another act of worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so much, but is missing all too often in some of our lives, and that is husnul dhanni billah, to display the best of expectations from Allah, to think so high over Him. Allah hasn't capped you. Allah hasn't limited you. So call upon Allah as if you are certain of the response, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, and realize that Allah will be just as how you expect Him to be.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.